Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Genuine here, A&L rocking with the new show, The True Tea, with me, Genuine, Shaharazad Carter, and Miss Rita Carter. Tonight, we're going to dive in to our topic, Trust Your Luck. And we're going to talk about the different things that's been going on with these crazy celebrities right now. So, I want to shout out everybody who was able to tune in last night for the episode that you heard. And I want to shout out everybody who was able to be able to tune in tonight, because the True Tea is going to dive into nothing but entertainment, gossip, true stories. Okay? Now, to start the show off, we're going to get into one of my songs, and this song is called Flavor. And if you would like a copy of my album, Beautiful Pain, please hit me up at kthaman23@gmail.com. So here it is, Flavor. Let's go.
Back then when I had nightmares, too scared of my family coming in, because I didn't want them to see them sick days. Suicide while I'm kicking it like Luke King. All the games that we played on that Nintendo, couple cousins giving me innuendos. Meanwhile I see the hard work and dedication. My dad jumped off the deep in the situations. After 9 in school, what else is there to do? I still found myself out of place in every move. So attempts in my life, I wanted to die. Found myself spreading wings like a butterfly. Still using food as a refuge, but still using them heaven gates to make do. Can't die until I see it come to fruition. Call me crazy because I know that I got a mission. My lesson. Here I go again. Still abusing that pen. Why do you give y'all that flavor? Stop it till you must stay. Here I go again, still abusing that pen. Watch me give y'all that flavor. Stop with you, mother. First time that I felt that it felt cool. Then I fought my damn dad, dog, I wasn't cool. So ironic on that night, dog, I chose life. Whipped like a f***ing slave, it just ain't right. But my mama didn't know no better. All she knew was to hold on to your love, even if it wasn't better. Learn sex in all the wrong ways. Could have been a pedophile or a rapist. But since I fell in love in all the wrong places, started thinking now loving all the wrong faces. Remember that $5 hooker that I brought the other night? She was taught. My heart became hollow, my became empty like a bottle in a trash can. But I'm not trash, man. And I know I got ADD, but what the f*** do I need with this Ritalin?
Here I go again. Still abusing that pen. Why should we give y'all that flavor? Something for you motherfucking favor. Here I go again. Still abusing that pen. Why should we give y'all that flavor? Something for you motherfucking favor.
I can only be the best. Way beyond all the rest. I done seen my fair share of pain. Since it's my time to shine, I ain't got time for games. All the backbiters and all the soothsayers put my words together like jigsaw puzzles. Had a jig during the competition. Why you think competitors waiting for me to turn them missing? I know what you can, but my weaker. Please stop treating me like on your sneakers. I know everybody thought I wouldn't make it, but here's a piece of my ghetto gospel. Take six. Papa plays and moves with my aces. Cold black moving. Hear the rest. With the lyrical destruction, these are my confessions. I usher y'all in every time we in session.
Here I go again, still abusing that pen. for you mother to savor. Here I go again, still abusing that pen. Why should we give y'all that favor? Suffer for you mother to savor. Here I go again, still abusing that pen. Why should we give y'all that flavor? Suffer for you mother to savor.
All right, y'all. So that right there was none other than yours truly, Genuine, with the song that was my first single off of my album that came out a couple months ago, and it was called Beautiful Pain. If you want a copy of it, then, you know, it is what it is. Now, I'm going to jump right into this right here because I have a couple things that I wanted to say for real. And I've been surfing the web trying to find the juiciest things ever, you know. And I want to start talking about Rihanna. And Rihanna recently put out a whole nother, what they're calling now, a, you know, a sedative and slash innovative video where she was completely topless for most of the video and everything. And I'm like this. You know, it's crazy for real. And so I really would like people to really get to a place where they don't have to show all their assets in order to sell a record. You know what I'm saying? And that's where it's at right there. And so I'm trying to figure out what part of that is even acceptable nowadays. But you know that now everything in their mother is supposed to be acceptable. You know, speaking of that, we had the girl that used to be on Moesha and Countless Vaughn or whatever, and she decides that she wants to put out some thottest pictures as well. And I'm like, damn, is every single person that is a female and that's in the industry starting to become thoughts for attention? Really? It is what it is right now. I saw the pictures. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, wow, it's crazy for her, because it's like, if you're going to post pictures in lingerie, then it starts out with that. You feel me? It starts out with that. Then, you know, it always ends up being something totally different for her. You know what I'm saying? And I just believe that, you know, we need to get back. I don't know. Like, I just think that it should be where you don't have to be a damn thought whatsoever, not one little bit or whatever, to do something like that. So anyway, we got a caller that called in right here. All right, let's see what he's all about. Let's see. All right, caller, you are now on the air with the True Tea. How are you?
Doing well.
What's going on,
buddy?
You?
Well, I'm
good,
up,
man.
Calling in.
Okay. So, like, what do you think about, you know, the on topics that, you know, we were covering today for, you know, about how, you know, certain females in the industry are starting to become thoughts and showing all their assets just to get some attention, to get some play or whatever.
I'm gonna go off the interview I seen today about K Michelle, and if you've seen the interview with K Michelle, she was on a Breakfast Club and things of that nature, and they was talking about how her her down bottom don't smell too pleasant. But the
right.
thing about it is that these females, they get on these reality shows and want to show off and do these thought things. And then when it comes to the conclusion, when someone speak up on it about how, you know, they are, what their ways, the things they do and criticize what they do, they feel offended. Well, if you don't put yourself in that position, then you shouldn't take offense. I mean, you put yourself out there, and if you sleep on a lot of people, it's going to come back
right.
no matter what.
Right.
If you're a rapper,
right.
if you could be a rapper, you could be a normal person, you could be a movie star. It don't matter. Whether you put yourself there, a regular person, is no, like I said, a movie star is no difference than a regular person on the street. You see your name still
right.
out there.
Exactly.
Like somebody else, so much money you got, you
but,
still.
But, you know, I saw how she was real, like, defensive on the Breakfast Club or whatever, and, you know what I'm saying, and how she tried to throw everybody underneath the bus with it. But my thing is this. Just like when Soulja Boy came out and said that, you know, that he hit or whatever, it's a lot of niggas that came out and said this shit. And my thing is it all a lie? You know what I mean? Like, and on top of that, I mean, people on the show said the same thing about it. So it got something has to be the truth. We're gonna bring in my co-host right here, and you know, let her join into it. Miss Sweeter, what's good?
What's up, dude? What's going on?
What's up? All right, so if you wondering what's going on, yes, you know, she is a little underneath the weather, but she decided to do the show.
Yeah.
And, you know, we got a caller in right now, and he was talking about King Michelle and,
uh-huh.
you know, how, you know, the rappers had said that, you know, her pussy stink, basically, in a nutshell.
Wow.
Right.
And it's like, you know, what do you think about that, though, Ms. Sweeter?
I don't know anything about the conversation, just to be honest, you feel me? But I'm listening to you guys, and I'll figure it out along the way.
Got you. See?
Well, basically,
see the thing. Go ahead.
Basically, the conversation was on, you know, how he said the females in the industry exposed themselves. So he was saying that I just you know, piggyback on that topic, something happened
uh-huh.
earlier, and then
right.
he was, though, a female a singer named K. Michelle had put herself out there. She slept with a lot of men, and a lot of men said that her down bottom smelled unpleasant. Now, if she wasn't going around doing what she do, then and she got mad at another co-host on this program or a radio show that comes on in the morning. She got mad at this woman because he said that the guys was making fun of her, but she was there not taking up for her because they're supposed to be some type of friends. But the thing that everybody's bashing this lady about K. Michelle is that if you wouldn't put yourself in that predicament, then you
mm-hmm.
wouldn't have this problem. Well, even her even having to defend you because you put yourself in that predicament for people to even say that about you. If you
okay.
if one person said if one person said that about you, then you could deny it. But when numerous people keep saying it and you got numerous people 10 to 15 other entertainers saying the same thing,
right.
you put yourself in that predicament.
That's
so
right.
you have to deal
exactly.
with the consequences that come with.
Exactly, because you know you're not going to put yourself because she did it to herself, and then this is
basic.
And you know because uh-huh. you can't sit there and say, oh yeah, you know my pussy was the bomb and I slept with all these people. Okay, the moment that you put yourself out there,
and then
anybody,
and then not even that, she added even more fuel to the fire because she even said on the interview when the dude Charlamagne asked her, how you feel about do a smell first thing? And she even said herself, she said that, oh, I got a lot of people who, there's a lot of guys who stay there and still say it smells good. So she even admitting that she still sleeps with a lot of guys. So she's
exactly.
admitting
that's
right.
And the thing
yeah.
is, for her to say in that same interview, well, you know, I don't give a fuck or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, that wasn't the person who I was riding his face. First of all, nobody needs to know what face you were riding, what dick you were riding.
Exactly.
The thing is, you're putting yourself out there to be a thot. And the thing is,
right.
you're not that famous, so of course it's not going to make no sense to you, or even, or you're not going to have no type of feeling towards it. Because you're not as famous. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you okay, for instance, you had Ray J come out and talk shit about his ex, whatever, but he had actually agenda. He was already famous prior to. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
he was.
Kind of like,
yeah.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So, of course, you're not going to care about it at all, because you're not famous like that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You're famous for is sleeping with niggas. That's why you're famous.
Right.
For
yeah, that's true.
I mean,
and then I had, I had two topics I wanted to call in and ask you about. One topic was about
your mouth works.
What was that about? That was about I don't know if you heard earlier about the Nick Young and
DeAndre Russell. I was just about to dive into that.
He did what now?
Yeah. What Nick Young had a Columbus Short moment. And started cheating, and the thing is, I always believe that if you have your friend, like a real true friend, is not going to snitch. You got a lot of these niggas that be snitching hard.
Yeah,
for
now I'm not.
And
I'm not condoning it.
I don't get it.
And I don't condone what a lot of people say. Now, and the thing about it was Nick Young really wasn't cheating, but what he was saying was he was stating the last girls that. The past girls he'd been with, if he would cheat, who he would cheat with, and he was having a conversation with his friend. He thought who was his friend, and his friend actually was recording him while he was saying these things and put it on social media for his future wife to see. So we trying to figure out what's the point of him doing it, and why would you do that?
So
you supposed to be my teammate.
So my thing
what
is
does
this,
he have
though?
To gain out
this.
Of it, though?
Right.
I said, what does he have to gain from doing that, though?
That's what I'm saying. Y'all play on the same team. This is a Lakers
player.
They both play for the Lakers.
Right.
So what's and trying to figure out, like, what is the point of you recording this man and getting him information? Because he was asking the questions. He was asking him who will he date, who his past crushes is, and all this, and recorded it, and then sent it out to social media. Like, that's some devious stuff, and people were not really feeling that. And, like, me, I'm not really feeling that either. I mean, this is a cruddy thing. And I feel the same way like that. Like, I feel about, I mean, this whole thing about, you know, I don't know if y'all know, but the thing with, like, the Cat Williams thing today, when they locked the little boy up.
Yeah.
That's
kind of iffy.
No,
but
I feel like he should lock this little. I feel like he should lock this little ass up. He deserves it. Get a step in the grown man's face. I don't care if my mom seen me step in a grown man's face and I'm picking on a grown man. Back in the day when I was younger and I got smart with a I don't know what reason these millennials grown in and all these motherfuckers thinking they talking all this kumbaya stuff. But back in the day when I got smart with a grown up. I was about to get my ass whipped with that belt by the next door neighbor.
Exactly.
He's 42 years old, you're 17. No reason why you should be in this space trying to pick a fight with a 42-year-old. You deserve what you got.
And
I don't care what nobody say. I mean,
the thing that got me about that is you clearly see this video, okay, and you clearly see him fucking with him the whole entire time.
The whole time. He
was
trying to walk away from
him
the
whole time. So I'm like, what is the point of you doing all
this?
What are
you going to do? And then all these people surround
you. And then you get rocked. Did you get rocked in your face? And then you want to buck up and, oh, I'm going to fuck you up. Nah, bro.
Right.
Look,
then the little boy didn't have no grievance because he said he'd do it again. So, that's right.
Thank you.
And police seen the tape and he locked his ass up.
That's the thing, though.
I mean, like, I was watching this thing, looking on politics. I was watching this thing earlier, just for all the viewers who are listening out there right now. Because I hope these people be on this. And the thing about it is, to get back in politics, and to go back to the kids that I was going to do, you know, the Cat Williams thing with the young kids. But you also have young kids that's doing something that's also political and positive, doing their homework. I don't know. You know, I know it's about the thing with this with Donald Trump. All the teens. that made that video. But you seen the video with Baltimore? Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a mixed view, but a lot of people are mad. And I heard this, and somebody was right. If you watch Avaz TV, the guy, he put the video up, and the thing about it is he's like a person that talks about a lot of politicians, and he talks about a lot of political things that happen in, you know, in the African-American community. And he's seen that, and he said he liked the video. So a lot of people was bashing him. Well, you giving them rights to do this, and you giving them rights to do that. They should be all locked up for talking about Donald Trump. Now, he said this. Now, he said that these guys did their homework, and they said it. They said it's a comedian party, but he said if that was a black man, if it was someone killing a black man, a black young boy, then y'all won't have no problem with it.
Yep.
He said, but y'all talking about killing a president or a white man, I got a problem with it. And that's right.
Why you got a problem with it, though? But my thing is, like, here's the thing. I looked at it, and I felt proud to be, you know, I wasn't born in Baltimore, but I'm from Baltimore. And I was proud to be a Baltimorean because they could have actually did what they said, but they put it behind the microphone, and they spilled out exactly how they really felt. That's how they really felt, because Donald Trump is a fucked up bigot.
Mm-hmm.
He's an asshole. He's a complete dick. And the thing is, we've had a bigot in office for a long time. Most of these presidents were bigots and slave owners. And there's always going to be some form of slavery going on in every single president that we're going to have. Because this is what it is. We are enslaved. Our minds are enslaved, so we're only gonna think one way.
Yeah.
So I want to shout out tonight the young people who went out there and did something and used their knowledge and went out and put out something that was as controversial as one of these lovely hip hop shows. So that's exactly what it was. It's controversial.
Right.
That's what it is.
I mean, look, man,
so just,
man,
I
look,
like
the presidential. The presidential race is it's more entertaining than Love and Hip Hop show right now, man. It's so much stuff going on. We talking about some people sleeping with their wives and all of this and putting them out there on business. They doing worse than what DeAndre Russell did. Like Young, they out there. Oh, he did this. He did that. It's crazy, man. It just goes to show you how the world is. I mean, you telling me that. This political, all this political garbage is bull. I mean, you telling me
it
that
is.
On a sports league can be the governor.
Yeah,
Donald Trump could be the president. The wrestler could be a mayor. Like it's like a performance.
Right.
Man, I wouldn't be surprised if.
Oh man, you know what? We done lost the caller.
Okay,
that's the thing. He has some good points in there though, because a lot of times, you know, when you look at the people like Donald Trump and how the political airways right now has been flooded with nothing but bullshit, then you get upset with these young people who are watching. They're actually watching what's going on in the political realm. Okay?
Yeah.
That's Donald Trump
to
say he would date his daughter. And you know, so he is a sicko. Nobody wants to have a sick bastard in the office. So we had George Bush Senior, we had George Bush Jr. Okay?
Exactly. I didn't vote for either one of those.
So my thing is, but who did? But guess what? He got an office. So that tells you something right there, that's what happens. That's what happens when you have a political tie to the any form closer to the White House. When you have, you know, your brother is able to get you in the White House, then that's the fuck happens. That's what the fuck happens. So look, we're gonna come back. We're gonna play an exclusive song. This is called Heaven Cries. Right here, this is the clean version. Let's get it.
what it sounds like when heaven cries. You don't know what it sounds like when heaven cries. Everybody in the game wanna break through, but like Donald Trump, he always let their hate through. And love is a distant memory. I guess the game has to send for me, so I can go and let the love through. I don't stand what your plugs do. I don't even care what you thugs do. All I care what God do, what y'all do. Then what you trying to do right here? Push a little love through here. And if you're gonna push it here, push it real good like a reindeer. I'm talking about Prince, move your whole body like a dancer. And if you want it, you can get it. You already know we with it. You don't know what it sounds like when heaven cries. What it sounds like when heaven cries. You don't know what it sounds like when heaven cries. Woo! You don't know what it sounds like when heaven cries. All I got is the heart of a lion. All you suckers dead be lying. Y'all all more corrupt than the lions. He wanna burn in hell, we'll go and catch the fire. Water runs out my mouth like saliva. All you niggas don't understand survival. Survival of the fittest. All I got now is the B.I.G. I'm with it. You know that I know I'm black and gifted. I know y'all want me lifted. Past the sky. When it comes to me, I'm so fly. When it comes to my flow, it's so right. When it comes to you, you just lie. And that's the reason why I come through with the 1-2 and bless you away like. You don't know what it sounds like when heaven cries. You don't know what it sounds like when heaven cries. You don't know what it sounds like when heaven cries.
All right, y'all. That right there was called Heaven Cries, and that right there was from Genuine. Look out for his next CD. It's going to be called Pain and Happiness Part 2.
That was a great song.
So,
great song.
Thank you. I was hoping that the caller would have called back in, but I guess not. But the caller, whoever you are out there, for real, we want you to call back on our next show tomorrow. We want to continue this conversation. Oh, my gosh. He calls back. Oh, man. All right. So let's let him just close this out for real. We only got 50 seconds to go. Caller, I'm so glad you called back. We're going to let you – what do you want to say to the people as we close the show out right now? We only got 40 seconds, so go ahead and close it out.
Just wake up, man. There's a lot of things going on. As a matter of fact, just everybody who's protesting, you know, just out there. If you want to protest, I understand that. But the biggest thing to do is vote. I mean, that's really going to determine everything. You know, all this protesting is a good thing because you're speaking up for, you know,
right,
for everything, for your rights and all that. But the biggest thing, polls, you got to go the whole time. Female,
that's right.
Female,
vote,
on our first
vote,
subject.
Vote.
Please go
subject,
vote.
Yeah, please go vote. And our first subject, just females, just cool out, man. You're a beautiful new being queen and respect yourself. That's all. And I close that.
That's right.
All right. Thank you so much for calling in, for real. We definitely appreciate you. Hell, if you want to call in tomorrow, hey, we don't care.
Right.
We want to thank you so much for tuning in to the True Tea. Okay. I am Genuine Collington. That's the sweetheart Carter right there. And
that's
we want
right,
to thank everybody out
building
there. That's right. You know what it is. And we want to thank you so much out there for tuning in. And you have a blessed day. Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.